if selfies are your idea of professional online graphics, then you need a new game plan. What's up, good people? This is Anthony Deloach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, I am going to be discussing three tools that you can use to step up your online graphics. That's right, three tools you can use to step up your online graphics. Now, before I get right into the content of this episode, I do want to let you know that this podcast is being brought to you by the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy is the premier community for professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to build, launch, and grow their online business. If you are a professional entrepreneur and you are ready to be successful online, then you need to be in this community. You will get all the training, the coaching, and the mentoring that you need to build a successful online business. Go to www.anthonydeloach.com/join and you can get all the information on the academy, and you can get started today for only $7. That's right, $7 for your first 30 days in the community, and you can be on your way to success. All right, guys, now let's jump into the topic of today's podcast. All right, guys. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be discussing three tools that you can use to step up or improve your online graphics. This is so, so important. You don't have to spend a lot of money to look professional online nowadays. There's so much technology out there in the world that you can look professional without spending any money at all. And I want to tell you a couple of free ways, a couple of free apps or tools that you can use to step up your online graphics, because I see so many people that are using unprofessional graphics, and it just does not have to be that way. So I'm going to jump right into it without further delay. I want to tell you the first one, and you've probably heard of it already, but the first one I'm going to talk about is Canva. You hear a lot of people talking about Canva and how they use Canva, but I want to tell you there's so many different options for Canva that you can use, and I want to give you a couple of tips on using Canva. Well, the first thing is Canva is a great place where you can get ideas. They already have pre-formatted things. You can put it in the size of the social media post that you want to put it in. You can actually go and look at a couple of ideas that they have on there. But one thing I would tell you is you definitely want to customize the actual flyers or the graphics that you're going to be completing. You want to customize them with your brand colors. And you also want to customize them with your pictures. I see so many people that are using the actual pictures from Canva, and you can tell it came directly from Canva. You want to change those colors, change the pictures, or even sometimes change the fonts and use a font that you like to be associated with your brand. And when you do that, you can make it look like a fresh, professional piece of artwork or graphic that you can represent your business with proudly. So you want to use Canva. That's Canva, canva.com, and you can go there, register for free, and you can use Canva. They do have some paid upgrades that you can take advantage of, which are very, very cheap. So you can definitely do that if you want to take it to another level with it. The next tool that I'm going to talk about is Smart Mockups. Smart Mockups is a great tool for you to create mockups for your products or anything that you want for social media. You can put like your flyer on a MacBook, or you can put your flyer on a iPhone, or if you want to have someone holding your a phone and have your actual graphic on their phone, and it looks very professional, looks very neat. But also you can use Smart Mockups to create mockups of products like your shirts or some other type of product that you may have. You can use Smart Mockups for that. It's a great tool for you to use to step up those graphics. You no longer have to take pictures of your shirts on your couch or on your sofa and post that online. You can actually go in and create a great mock-up of your shirt so people know that they're dealing with a professional when they actually interact with your brand. So that is what you want to do. You always want to convey professionalism, and it does not have to cost you a fortune. The next one that I'm going to tell you about is an absolute game changer for me. I've been using it for years, but it helps me a lot. And that is going to be GIMP. I love GIMP. That's G-I-M-P. GIMP is where I do all of my photo editing. Now, this is going to be a little bit more advanced than Canva or Smart Mockups. But if you could get into GIMP, you can do some amazing things. It's basically a alternative free version of a software just like Adobe Photoshop. It does almost everything that Adobe Photoshop does. As a matter of fact, you can edit Adobe Photoshop files in GIMP. So you want to go ahead, go to GIMP, go online and search for GIMP, and I'll actually put the link to it in my show notes so that you can go and check on it. As a matter of fact, I'll have links to all three of these products in my show notes so you can go and check them out and start using those ASAP. But GIMP is going to be amazing. I go in, I edit pictures, I take the backgrounds out of pictures, I fade out pictures, I do a lot of the actual more technical things with the pictures, especially when I'm creating flyers, I'm creating artwork for websites. I use GIMP to actually do the special effects on the pictures, and you can do that. Now, it does take a little bit of training or learning, but there's so many tutorials online on how to use GIMP. You can even go into YouTube and search for some tutorials on how to use GIMP, and you can do some amazing things with it. Now, guys, there is no excuse for you not to have professional graphics on all of your social media platforms or on all of your landing pages or your website. You need to have those professional graphics. There's no excuse. You can do it for absolutely free. So I want to see you guys step it up from now on. All right. I hope this has been helpful. As always, I want you to go out and implement what we've talked about today. Everything that I've discussed. Go use Canva, Smart Mockups, and GIMP in your business to take it to a next level. I want you guys to go out and crush it. And until the next episode, I'm out. You know, man.